Money FM 89.3, Best of the Evening Runway. Under the Radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Now, using the power of machine learning to help companies optimize the return on investment of their digital marketing strategies, that is what we are talking about today. Now, founded in 2013 by a group of former Google engineers, our guest is Silicon Valley-based ad tech unicorn Moloko. The company offers performance marketing solutions that help businesses maximize their advertising spend on mobile apps. Now, for one thing, Moloko's demand-side platform allows advertisers to purchase targeted ads on over 2 million apps automatically using a machine-powered system, diversifying beyond the big players like your Google and Meta. Now, aside from helping individual advertisers place their ads and improve the outcomes of their media campaigns, Moloko also helps companies like online marketplaces build their own advertising business. Now, this is done by automatically assigning personalized ads based on real-time user activity with the ability to serve 20,000 advertisers in a day. Now, more recently, the firm came up with an advertising solution for over-the-top and streaming businesses to set up their own advertising business focused on outcomes. So lots happening here, but the question is, why are we talking about Moloko? Well, the firm had in July last year welcomed Fidelity Management and Research Company, as well as Singapore's EDB as shareholders through secondary share transactions. Now, the transactions put Moloko at a whopping $2 billion in terms of valuation, 40% higher than its previous valuation of $1.5 billion in a 2021 Series C round. So really, what were the drivers behind the big numbers and what is next for the firm? So for more, I've got with me Nikhil Raj, Chief Business Officer of Retail Media at Moloko. And Nikhil, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Very excited to be here.
Well, Nikhil, we've briefly talked about Moloko as an ad tech or machine learning company that offers performance marketing solutions that help businesses maximize their advertising spend on mobile apps. But let's hear from you. How would you define the company's value proposition and business model?
It stands for MLCO, Machine Learning Company. That's where the name Moloko comes from. Our vision is really twofold. One is to help consumer businesses grow. And specifically, when you grow a business, you're acquiring more users, right, as a consumer business. And most of the user acquisition today is with mobile apps, right? So we are one of the largest independent mobile app install DSPs in the world. So that's one of our missions, our vision to grow consumer companies. The other half of our mission is to help the same consumer companies become profitable with monetization. So we have two platforms, like you mentioned, a commerce media platform and a OTT streaming media platform. These two advertising platforms enable consumer businesses to build an advertising business, which improves their profitability. So the vision for the company is twofold: to help companies grow with getting their apps installed. And once they're growing, help them monetize those apps better with our advertising technology solutions. All of it powered by machine learning.
Which is the most important vertical for you where the dollars and cents and the financials are concerned?
All three business lines, all three product lines are extremely important. Obviously, our most scaled platform at the moment and still growing very, very fast is our demand side platform business. It contributes more than 90% of the media spend that is managed by Moloko today and is responsible for the large fraction of the company's revenue and profitability as well. Now, at the same time, the other two products, the commerce media platform for marketplaces and retailers, as well as the streaming media platform for OTT companies, they are highly strategic investments for the company as we look ahead into the sort of the next decade for Moloko. We've just passed 10 years last November, founded in 2013. And as we look at the next 10 years for the company, we are building these two enterprise solutions as opposed to the media solution that is the DSP. These enterprise solutions allow us to really help our customers build a highly profitable business. And that is what we are looking at looking ahead in terms of the business. So while one of the three products has got us to this point and will take us into the next decade, we're also betting on two new products to continue to sustain our growth well into the future. So it's really all three products that are really important. And it's difficult for me to pick one over the other.
Now, we'd love to clear this at the start of our conversation, Nikhil. Optimizing digital marketing spend, that doesn't seem to be new to the industry. Automatically assigning advertisements, that doesn't seem to be new as well. So how would you describe your positioning against players like The Trade Desk and AppLoving? Does the secret lie in your machine learning model, or is it the reach of your audience, the inventory of your ad spaces? Do you own the inventory of ad spaces as well?
Look, the heart of Moloco's value proposition is performance. Our goal from the beginning has been to enable our customers achieve their business goals. And that is achieved by us helping them deliver the performance. And look, we only get paid and we are only successful only if our customers are successful. That is a model that is quite differentiated in the industry. What that means is we are taking on the risk of helping our customers grow their business, become more profitable. So we don't get paid unless our machine learning and our performance works. So that is a pretty big statement we're making, that we will put our money where our mouth is. You know, we will only get paid when you get the performance that you are looking for, right? With that sort of positioning, we are quite differentiated from some of the other platforms out there. Look, I don't know how to compare us to the two specific companies that you mentioned. They're all fantastic companies. They have their own business model and their own positioning in the market, and they've done really, really well. So we very much admire those companies. But at the same time, we're approaching it from a slightly different perspective that allows us to be open on the internet. So from that perspective, we are also not owning any inventory. We don't have any direct partnerships. We are, like you said, mentioned in your introduction, we are connected to the 2.5 million apps out there in the open internet. And we are able to make sure that we are buying the best impressions, no matter what the app is.
So how does it work in terms of your business model, right? Do you charge by a commission rate? And the second part has to be performance, right? How do you measure your performance? How does those metrics compare against the industry average, per se?
Our customers give us performance goals for how they would like to see their business evolve. One customer might say, look, I would love for you to get our app installed in multiple phones. Another customer might say, look, I want you to build a retail media or a commerce media business on top of our first party data. And we are trying to achieve this level of advertising as a percentage of our gross merchandise value or GMV. Right? Different companies approach us with different goals. And our job as a enterprise technology provider or a machine learning provider to that company is to make sure as we use their first party data and build our models on top of it, we are ensuring that those models are being trained for the objective that the customer is looking for. And the models continuously learn and they deliver that objective as over time and get better and better at doing that. And that's how we are able to ensure in many cases that our customers' objectives are met. We work with them very closely to set them. We use their first party data to train our models for those objectives. And we continuously retrain and improve the models to ensure that we deliver those goals. And that's how we are able to make it work.
Machine learning takes time as well. So at what point do you determine that the objective has been achieved, and in what form do you get paid then?
Yeah, so I can speak to it from more of a retail media perspective in terms of the timing question. So it takes somewhere between 2 to 3 weeks at the minimum as our models ingest the first-party data from our retail media customers, and they get better and better and get to a point where they, what we call, converge to the right answer. Once that happens, from that point on, we are serving live traffic and live ads. Once they launch their advertising business, they start to make advertising revenue, and we are taking our business model is to take a small fee on that advertising revenue directly.
So who would you say are your customers in the different business verticals at this point in time, Nikhil? Any names to share, and what is the average commission rate or the average amount of commission that you are taking, if I may ask?
Yeah, so the commission varies widely and varies by industry, varies by region, varies by geography. So it's difficult for me to give you a specific number or an answer for that. But some of our customers, we have customers around the world. Our business is roughly a third in each of the three regions, the Americas, Asia Pacific, and EMEA, Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So roughly a third in each market. And some of the most iconic brands in the world use our DSP. For example, in gaming and media, we have Electronic Arts, we have TikTok, we have Disney using our app. We have customers in fintech, Rocket Money, Credit Karma, which is a very big company in the US, acquired by Intuit, Western Union, which is a money transfer company. They use us. We also have many companies in the commerce space. For example, from Southeast Asia, Shopee is a customer that uses our DSP for app installs. We've also worked with E-Mart in Korea. We've worked with Instacart, DoorDash, Amazon in the US. So many of the most iconic companies and logos around the world are our customers on the DSP side. We're fairly early on the commerce media and AWAT side, but I'd like to mention another company which we recently announced as a customer. This is Jio Cinema in India, one of the largest streaming platforms in the world. You know, the Indian Premier League cricket tournament is coming up. It's starting on Friday. A lot of Indians around the world and in India are going to be watching it. And more than 30 million concurrent users, like simultaneously watching these games, all of those ads in those games live streaming are going to be served by Moloco. So we're extremely excited about that partnership with Jio Cinema and one of our largest customers around the world.
Right. We'll definitely talk about that. But before we do that, Nikhil, let's take a look at where things are for Moloco right now, because the firm is present throughout the US. You've got a footprint in UK, Germany, South Korea, China, India, Japan, and Singapore. What is your scale of operations in the various market? Which is the most important market for you guys financially?
Just like I can't pick my favorite product in the company, I cannot pick my favorite market. All three regions, like I mentioned earlier, are extremely important for us. So the company, founded by Ek Jin, a South Korean immigrant entrepreneur in the US, former Google Ads, YouTube Ads engineer, right, and Android. So we have, with his presence and his leadership and vision, we've got several customers starting in Korea across all three businesses. And from there, we have expanded it out globally to all the three regions. So today, roughly a third of our revenues comes from each of the three regions, like I mentioned earlier, Americas, EMEA, and APAC. And in terms of, I'm trying to recollect what your second question was. No, that was it. Yeah. So we're, no particular friendly region for me. They're all important, and we are focused in ensuring that we serve customers no matter where they are in the world.
Moloco said the firm's revenue grew over five times from 2020 to 2022. And you guys ended the year 2022 with over $200 million in revenue. And in fact, Moloco has been generating profits for the 12 straight quarters at that point. So what is it about Moloco that allows it to be a viable business at this current stage of operations?
Yeah, thank you for asking. I think, look, we are... It comes down to a very simple focus that is across the company. We are here to help our customers achieve their business goals. And we talked about how we help them grow their business with our DSP and our app install, app promotion business. We talked about how we help them monetize those apps as they grow with our monetization solutions in the enterprise, right? So as long as we continue to be focused on making our customers successful, we believe that we will be successful as a company. Whether it is revenue, whether it is profitability, those are things that you measure as a lagging indicator. It's after the fact. What we are focused on is the input or the leading indicators. Like, what can we do to make our customers successful? How can we help them grow their businesses? How can we help them achieve their growth objectives? How can we help them achieve their profitability objectives? And we are laser focused, maniacally focused on helping our customers achieve their goals. And then good things will happen to the company, the revenue, the profitability, the bottom line, the valuations. All of those are metrics and statistics that we are not really focused on.
But I suppose it has to do with the speed of implementation as well, right? When you look at the fact that Moloko doesn't get paid until the solution makes sense and the solution goes live, right? That turnaround time has got to be fast so that not only valuation-wise you guys are valued as a unicorn, but also in terms of the profits and the bottom line-wise, it is generating profits, right?
That's right. So look, that is precisely the beauty of our model, that we align our incentives. What I mean by that is our ability to get paid for the service we provide and the technology we provide. We align that with our customer's ability to monetize their app or their website. So when I think about commerce media, a lot of it's very tempting to say, look, we'll build you an advertising technology stack and we'll charge you a fee for the software as a service on a usage basis or a license or a flat fee. All of those models, we believe, are not aligning the incentive between us and our customers. So going back to our approach here, we really want to make sure that our incentive is aligned with that of our customers. And therefore, yes, we have to work extremely fast to go from the first time we talk to the customer to the first dollar of revenue they generate. In fact, this is one of the key metrics we focus on as to how fast can we make advertising revenue for our customers.
In the meantime, Nikhil, the company had in July last year welcomed Fidelity Management and Research Company, as well as Singapore's EDBI as shareholders through secondary share transactions. And the transactions put Moloko's valuation at a whopping $2 billion, which is 40% higher than the valuation of $1.5 billion in a 2021 Series C round. Two parts to this question, Nikhil. What were the drivers behind the big valuation numbers? How does it compare against profitability? And two, what is the strategic value behind bringing this group of big boys on board?
These are great questions, and you know, I'd love to give you a very specific answer. But of course, I should say that this is well above my pay grade. At the end of the day, we should certainly have a conversation with either our CFO or our CEO on how these things are determined, what is the valuation. And look, at the end of the day, once again, we are trying our best to help our customers, and investors are recognizing that. And when they recognize that and they look at what we're trying to do, they assess a certain value of the business, and you know, different people do it in different ways. Like I said, I'm not very familiar with most of that. And they think a business is worth a certain amount of money. So clearly, I mean, Brandon, who's our CFO, would be an amazing person for us to have a conversation with in order to determine how these things are made and decided, right? So I'm not the best person to answer that question, but all I can say is that we, again, help our customers and investors take notice.
But certainly there are some things that you can tell us as the Chief Business Officer of Retail Media at Moloko, Nikhil. Then that is what's going on in the wider business environment. Now, on that note, Moloko partnered with this independent market research firm called IPSOS or IPOS on a survey where 64.7% of companies surveyed revealed that they're allocating a larger portion of their marketing budget to mobile ads in 2023. Now, what does this mean for the firm, and which are the geographical markets that you see the greatest growth in budget when it comes to mobile ads?
Yeah, great question. So this is largely related to our DSP business. Again, as the head of the retail media business, I spend a little bit less time on that part of the company. But look, this is something that we've, as a secular trend, right? Mobile apps and mobile phones are here to stay. And almost everybody on the planet has a phone, and we see it every day. When we are bidding for ad impressions on a daily basis, we see six billion phones every day in our DSP, right? So as we think about, you know, what app developers want to do, they want to have their app installed in those 6 billion phones. Well, if you go to Facebook, you get a couple of billion of them. Facebook has a 2 billion install base, right? And you can give Facebook a part of your app marketing budget, and you will get a bunch of app installs. But there are still 4 more billion phones out there. So 2/3 of the open internet is still untouched by the walled gardens, right? Even though they are quite big, they represent about a third of the internet, whether it's consumer usage time or the number of phones or whatever, right? So we are able to bring the rest of the open internet to our app developer customers and have them reach those users and have their apps installed in those phones. That's a big growth driver for the overall marketing budget ecosystem to get your app installed. And we've been lucky to be part of that growth driver as well.
And specifically within the retail media scene, Nikhil, what would you say are the major trends or challenges you're watching out for? What does Moloco intend to do to stay competitive?
Yeah, so retail media is where I spend all my time. I've spent 14 years in the industry, having started at Walmart, the ad business at Walmart in 2010-2011 timeframe. So the market is really two different customer segments. One is the online marketplaces, right? These are food delivery companies like Grab, e-commerce companies, e-commerce marketplaces like Shopee and Lazada, right? And in the case of the US, you think of DoorDash, think of eBay, Wayfair, Amazon Marketplace, right? These are all online-only digital native companies with a captive seller base, right? These are sellers who only sell their stuff. Restaurants only list their food on Grab, right? Grab has all the restaurants and their food. So if you think about how those companies need to build an advertising business, it's quite different compared to how a retailer, for example, FairPrice in Singapore or Walmart in the US or Sainsbury's in the UK, their ability and approach to building a retail media business is very different than a commerce media business that a marketplace will build, right? So when I think about your question about where the retail media trend is going, a lot of these companies want to get latest and greatest technology that they can use to drive performance for their advertisers. And in order to do that, they need sophisticated machine learning on top of their first party data. So many of these companies are thinking about how they can build that business with a technology partner and at the same time, control the relationships with the advertisers so that they continue to interface with them, but they don't have to build complicated technology to serve them. That's where we come in. And a lot of conversations we're having around the world are related to that concept of how can I build an advertising business with my team from a business perspective, but with a partner from a technology perspective. And that's where the industry is going.
Well, I do want to take a look at some interesting partnerships that you have over here. Earlier, you mentioned about Jio Cinema, which is an Indian over-the-top media streaming service firm. Key to note that it is owned by a JV of Reliance Industries in India and Paramount Global. And you've partnered with them to help the player monetize its ads. And according to the Economic Times, Moloco helped Jio Cinema serve billions of impressions to over 32 million peak concurrent users at the Indian Premier League 2023 final. Tell us more about the partnership.
Yeah, so look, once again, apologies that I focus most of my time in the commerce media solution. And our streaming media solution is run by a fantastic colleague of mine called Dave Simon, and we should certainly have a conversation with him. But look, at the end of the day, we believe that our solution was successful because of the scale at which we can operate and how we've integrated it into the environment that represents Jio Cinema. They have some very unique ad serving requirements. Again, I'm not as technical or aware of that line of business for Moloco to speak credibly for it, but we certainly were one of the many vendors that they considered last year during the Indian Premier League. And they chose us based on our performance and our ability to scale to these 30 million concurrent users. That's not a small number, and not a lot of platforms in the world have concurrent users of 32 million. Of course, platforms have many, many millions and billions of users, but simultaneously, 30 million plus people logging in to watch the same stream, and the ability to personalize advertising for those users is pretty unique with Moloco's capability. And that's, I think, why We were able to partner with GeoSilver.
And for the rest of the conversation, I do want to touch on the topic of business risks, Nikhil. The European Data Protection Board had in November last year agreed to extend a ban imposed by non-EU member Norway on behavioural advertising on Facebook and Instagram to cover all 30 countries in the EU and the European Economic Area. Now, how far could this be replicated by other countries around the world? How worried are you about such regulations expanding beyond Facebook and Instagram as well? How far is this a business risk given that you are in the business of using data to optimize ads, personalize ads, if I may add?
Yeah, it's a great question. And look, the most fundamental thing about having a consumer business is you have to take care of your consumer data, and you have to be very thoughtful and very careful about the privacy of your users. Look, Moloco is providing enterprise software solutions as a service provider to these companies. Right? We don't have any ownership, or we don't plan to have any ownership or rights to the data, and we don't necessarily have access in many cases to any kind of personal information about the users either. Right? Look, I can't comment. I'm not a lawyer. I can't comment on how these regulations are formed and how these might grow around, not only in the EU, but around the world, right? But at the same time, we constantly tell our customers to be thoughtful about privacy and make sure that when we get any data from them to train our machine learning models, that it's all completely clean of any personal information or devoid of any PII or PCI or things like that. So as a service provider to these companies, we are constantly making sure that we are well within our bounds when we work with them. And, you know, given that I'm not a lawyer, I don't know what's going on with the regulations. I would have to say that, you know, in general, the direction of travel in the industry is towards enabling more protection around consumer data and consumer privacy. And so when we serve our customers, we only serve them. We don't mix the data. We don't bring any different consumer pieces of data together. To a large extent, our services are only for each customer separately. So that's how we try to make sure we're staying well within the bounds of what's allowed.
Yeah, I understand where you guys are coming from, but I assume there might be a certain level of risk if the apps that you're working with are targeted as well. But I think that will be a deeper conversation for another day too, Nikhil. And meanwhile, I believe Moloco said in October last year that it is bullish on China as a growing market. In fact, your head of Moloco's Greater China region, Zhu Xiaoxiao, told the China Daily that overseas markets for Chinese companies going global may be worth $50 billion in 2025. And that is a great opportunity for Moloco. Now, tell us more about that. And how do you guys balance the risk when it comes to China after that tech crackdown we saw just a couple of years ago?
As Xiaoxiao said, it is Chinese companies that are going global, right? If you look at what's happening in the US right now, it was originally Shein and now Temu, which are e-commerce apps that are taking the US by storm. So what do these people need to do? These companies need to do? They need to acquire users in these markets. And one of the best ways to do user acquisition is Moloco's DSP. So when these companies enter the US market and they want their app installed on US phones, they have a couple of options. They can go to the walled gardens, or they can go to an open internet DSP like Moloco. So we are available and ready for business to support not only apps coming out of China, but coming out of any country and entering any country. Right? We are quite comfortable with that business model. And we want to make sure that we want to help the apps, whether they're coming out of China or coming out of India or built locally in the US. We're a global company. And we want to help, at the end of the day, our customers get their apps installed on consumer phones. And that's what we do very, very well.
I see. And before we let you go, Nikhil, what are some future plans for Moloco for the year of 2024? What can we look forward to here in Asia or specifically within Singapore?
Yeah, great question. And look, we are, like I said, a global company. And 2024 just kicked off. We had a very strong 2023 and across all three of our product lines across the world. So as I look ahead into 2024, we want to replicate and continue and build on that success For the DSP business, which is our scale business, 30% or a third of which in each of the markets, we will continue to focus our teams on ensuring that our customers in those regions are successful. And that includes Singapore. We have we have an office there and we have a large team there. And we have several customers in Southeast Asia. So that will obviously be a very strong focus for us. But that's not only for the DSP business, but also for our retail and commerce media business, as well as our OTT business, which are much smaller in scale, which are starting in a couple of pockets around the world. You know, we talked about Jio Cinema. We talked about our commerce media customers in Korea. But we will continue to expand and invest in other regions where we are not present for those two products as well. And that's our goal for this year.
Right, I see lots going on for the firm. Thanks a lot, Nikhil. That was Nikhil Raj, Chief Business Officer of Retail Media at Moloko. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.